This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Our guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, and Elena is already amped up to celebrate the ringing in of 2011 and the departure of 2010. Elena, how are you?
2011, it sounds like some really futuristic year. I don't know why. That's what I'm particular. We should live so long. It's
the 2011. That's right.
How was your year?
My year was very eventful. Following all these different political twists and turns, from the healthcare to the midterm elections, the BP oil spill. There just never seemed to be a spot you could just stop and take a breath. It was a very busy year.
Yeah, it's enough to make a person just break down and cry like a Boehner.
Oh, it's amazing how quickly you can get a reputation, huh?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, one little Gerald Ford had the same problem. I guess he fell down once playing golf, and there he had it.
Yeah.
So it's just then the comedians, of course, are no help at all on this stuff.
No, but now everyone's forgotten about the tan, at least temporarily.
I don't know. He and Snooki seem to be hanging out together. So, was your state reapportioned this year? We have to look back a little bit at the census count.
Yeah, that just happened here in the last few days. And I think you and I both live in Virginia, and we stayed pat. But some of the Northeast states lost congressional seats, and some in the South and West picked up seats. So it'll be interesting to see how that changes the complexion of Congress and perhaps the presidential race, although I think it's only 12 electoral votes that got shifted. So that wouldn't have made much of a difference the last presidential election. So we'll see what happens.
Well, do you remember filling out your form? You remember how? Did you get the long form this year?
I did not get the long form, thankfully. I did get the census, and as far as I know, the first couple of questions probably would have sufficed. Then they broke down the thing excruciatingly in demographic details, and I don't know exactly why they need that information, but I did send it back. I was a good American.
Now, I got picked for the really long survey this year.
Oh, do tell.
So that inspired a song, actually. I brought it back for our year-end wrap-up.
Oh, there's nothing better than the Capitol Steps with a little John Denver. Here we go.
Every April it's taxes, in November it's ballots. Every time you go banking, a new form appears. And the way that it's headed, I'm gonna start shredding. 'Cause the form that I'm dreading comes every 10 years. You fill out your census with a number 2 pencil, and you must return it in 8 to 10 days. But soon they are asking, are you native Alaskan? And what's this last question? Do I habla English? If you are Kuwaiti, check the box on page 80. If you're Guatemalan, go back to page 3. But try as I might, I can't find one for white guys. Oh, wait, here it is, I'm a minority.
Oh, Elena, I remember when the 2000 census came out, you had a reference in there to Tiger Woods because of his varied ethnicities. I noticed he's not there this time around.
No, he's not. I mean, Tiger, of course, has many ethnic backgrounds in his mix, and that was our punchline in 2000. But this time, it would have seemed like a totally different joke. You right away with Tiger Woods, you go in a totally different direction.
Yeah, you'd be thinking about something else, certainly.
Right. So, well, welcome to being a minority. And, And I hope you get some good affirmative action in the new year.
Oh, that, same to you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Well, Elena, thanks for a great year as always. We'll talk to you again in 2011, way into the future.
See you then.
Elena Newport, Star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening in the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.